How many of you working boys get a cost of living raise each and every year? You know, the price of hamburger and all goes up, and you get a cost of living raise from your employer. Raise your hand. How many of you got a raise in the last 2 years of $5,000 or more? Raise your hands if you did. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a member of the government, you've gotten cost of living raises every year. And now, if you're a highway patrolman or public works or state public works or in Kershaw County, you're about to get you a $5,000 raise too. That's right, boys and girls. On this edition of the Kershaw County Liberty Report, we're going to give you the lowdown on the sheriff's new proposal.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
How many of you have noticed that as the economy gets worse and worse and inflation rages, that the only people that are getting these big raises and all are all government employees, federal, state, and now local? As the Kershaw County Finance Committee of the Kershaw County Council held a meeting last week and where Kershaw County Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. came before the committee with four proposals to raise the pay of all his employees, his deputies, his certified deputies. And as you can see from this little first page, the proposed salary adjustments for $5,000 per person. And if you notice the little map he's got there, he's got Kershaw County starting salary for a certified deputy is $43,000. Notice to the upper right, you got Chesterfield at $43,000. To the right of that, you got Marlboro at $42,000. Darlington, $45,000. Lee County, $44,750. Fairfield, $43,500. Now Lancaster, $55,000. That's getting up there towards Charlotte, Indian Land and all that. Chester, $50,600. York, $50,200. And of course, you got Richland at $50,000, Lexington at $47,000, and Sumter at $45,000. So yeah, we're a little bit lower than some, but we're right there. But all of a sudden, Mr. Frankie Lee Bone Jr. thinks that this is the reason that you can't have all your positions filled. So Councilman Sammy Tucker is the head of the Finance Committee, and he does this little introduction right here that kind of explains how they got to this point and why the sheriff is there.
Great sheriff here, who wanted to meet with the Finance Committee to talk about some ways that we might can assist his budget and being able to help with some key components in his department. And I won't speak for you, Sheriff, so if you like, open up and state your position and what you would like to see happen and allow us to ask questions and see can we figure out a way to help you.
Now this is where Lee gives us the 35,000 foot view of what he's proposing.
Pretty simple. We just, this past year's budget, we asked for personnel. Didn't get any of them, but we asked for personnel and asked for 15 vehicles. We got five. I think we actually got four, but we managed to get the fifth out of downgrading some vehicles and able to get that there. But we didn't ask for any salary increase. It wasn't until after our budget, which the state's always after us, when the state got a pretty big increase again this year, 2 years in a row. And what we're hearing, there could be a third year in a row. So salary is just, it's kind of running off the chart right now with the state getting out ahead of us. And I started calling around to the other sheriffs that border us and basically asked them, you know, what are y'all doing about the state thing? Well, a lot of them did put salary in their budgets this year, and to the point, some sand outs here, to the point to where they've actually, if it wasn't for Chesterfield, we'd be the lowest paid sheriff's office around.
So what he's saying is, and you look at the map, guys, and the map says if it wasn't for Chesterfield, we'd be the lowest around. Well, what about Marlboro over there at 42? And yeah, Fairfield's 43.5, but it's close enough. And 45, you're right in the ballpark. But how many of you are getting raises right now? Raise your hand. But the state, you see, he's using the state. The state has been giving raises out like candy of late. The last 2 years, they've been giving out major, major raises. And now, Lee Bone's trying to use that as the reason that he needs to raise pay is because the state's raising the pay. So Lee goes on to explain how much the state pays now. The state is running away with it.
The state's paying troopers a lot more than they're paying us. For a non-certified, walk-in-the-door, brand-new rookie trooper, hadn't even been to the academy, they're starting out at basically what our seasoned veteran lieutenants are making. Matter of fact, we lost one. Actually, we lost one to Elgin, a lieutenant to Elgin, last week. We've got two that I know of that's put in for the state already. We're just waiting. And of course, I put out to our guys well in advance that we are trying to talk with our finance and we are trying to work on salary this year and not wait till next budget year to work on it. So hopefully that helps some people until we can see if we can find any extra money for the guys.
So what Lee's trying to say is I'm losing people to the highway patrol and the state. Well, then he points out that he lost one to Elgin, which that's a local municipality. And then that he knows of two that have put in applications to the state, but that doesn't mean they've gotten a job or anything like that. And where's all the other people that you're talking about? Several have left, not because of money, but because of stress and of dealing with the command staff in the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office. I've heard personal testimony from several.
You'll see in this handout that I give everybody here is kind of a breakdown of what I've estimated. And of course, I might not be quite as good a beam counter as Tyler back here, but I'm sure Tyler can look over what we got here. And
when Lee is referring to Tyler, Tyler's the beam counter for the county. He's sitting away on the wall over there. And Lee is using rough numbers where Tyler can tell you exact numbers for what this will cost.
And see what we're looking at. But what I estimate, and I know we wanted more than just one plan, so I gave four different options here. Option A, you'll see on the first page, is basically the bare minimum that I feel will keep our heads above the water, where I can at least stay in the ballpark to compete with the state, would be a $5,000 across the board pay raise. And if you look down at my math down here, and I didn't include fringe, Tyler will be the expert on that. I'm assuming fringe is going to at least be the 20% extra for retirement and into workman's comp.
So it's 21% for retirement now.
Okay.
The workers' comp, you can expect 3.6 extra on top of that. Then you have FICA for another 7.6.
It's almost 30%.
So this are two.
So what Lee is referring to is this number, 211,200, and then in parentheses plus fringe. And when he's saying it's around 20%. Blah blah. Well, Tyler, the bean counter, points out that it's 21 plus 3.5 workman's comp plus it, and they point out that it's 30%. So 211,000 plus 30%, which Lee did not understand that it was 30. He was counting it at 20. Why he didn't do his homework, only he and his command staff knows.
This number on page one, Tyler, this 211.2, what number is that in real dollars with the fringe added?
280.
So I kind of checked this out a little bit earlier. I think that's substantially lower than you might expect, because 3% raise on last year, like the average officer got like $1,300 total dollars. So you're looking at around $3,600 more per officer. It comes closer to like $400,000 when you take all your fringes into account.
Notice what he said right there. Compared to his numbers, compared to Lee's numbers of 211,000 is now closer to $400,000. So to give every officer, every deputy, a $5,000 a year raise will not cost $211,000, but close to $400,000. Do you think they're gonna have to increase taxes to get there?
Yeah. Well, that's based on the $5,000 increase.
Yeah, $5,000.
Well, let's do some math check on the. Now, you took the 100% SRO fund out since the state's paying for those.
I just counted for 70 as six officers. It is just 76 people.
Yeah. Where we're going to come up short at is you know, we got the officers that are fully funded by the state. They're going to cover the increase in that, as well as the 90% paid by the school district. They're covering the 90% of the.
If we put like 3,500 times even just 60 officers, that's 210,000 before any fringes. And so that if it was only 60 and we're only doing 3,500 each, not 5K each, then it's 210,000 before the fringes. And those are, I'll go ahead and do the math for you on that real fast. It comes to a total of 277 if we're only giving $3,500 to only 60 officers.
So right here, Lee had planned on it being around $350,000. All of a sudden, to get there, that would have been $400,000. Now they're looking at $3,500 with the fringe and the workman's comp and all that kind of stuff to come up with 270. Right? 270 is the value of 1 mil. So to get this, they're going to have to raise taxes. But the question is, are they going to reopen the budget to get to this?
What was that number again, Tom?
If it's
60 officers, 3,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the?
$277,725.
That's not the 5,000.
That's 3,500 each.
Yeah. That's not like that's not a net. That's still a gross number.
So that's if we basically take that 5,000 we subtract the average 3% cost of living adjustment.
He's taking out the fringes of it before he awards them the money is what he's done. Mm-hmm.
So it's, with your fringes, it's 277.
Because if you don't do it that way, it's going to end up being like a, there's all said and done, probably more of a $7,500 increase than a $5,000 increase.
So that $5,000 would incorporate the fringe and benefits. Or the $3,500 plus the fringe and benefits would be the $5,000.
Yeah. What we're doing is instead of the $5,000, we're backing off what the county's already given everybody, the 3% this year.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah. So it's not going to be $5,000 plus what they've already got. It's going to be what they've got and the difference to make it up to a $5,000 from where they're at. So it's kind of what the math I had here. And I think once we add the fringe and all, like Tyler's got there, this is pretty much where we're at. If you take 211 like we got here plus fringe, like it's in our paper, it's going to put us around that 280 mark. And so I think we're all on the same sheet of paper. And this raise does not include me or my chief in it. It's not include any non-certified officers. These are just the certified deputies we have with the county. Minus, like I said, we've got 7 100% funded state SROs, and then we've got 8 that are 90% funded by the school, and the school district is on board with pay raises. They said they would give us more than this if we needed it, because they know how hard it is, and that's where our biggest shortage right now is in SROs. Bethune, I've talked with their mayor, Bethune's on board with the increase and has already put it in their budget for an increase. The Bethune officer is also 100% salary by Bethune.
Currently, Lee's got 6 SRO slots open. And the school district is saying, the school district has plenty of money. Largest employer in Kershaw County, got more money than Guy to spend. So they will spend almost anything. They just bought a bunch of metal detectors, cost an exorbitant amount for no reason at all. Look to your security, chief of security over there, Kershaw County School District, for that. So Lee's saying, everybody wants to give everybody a raise. Y'all need to give us a raise. And your $5,000 raise just got lowered to $3,500 because you got to add the fringes on there. And if you went to a $5,000 raise, it would cost you $7,500 to give them $5,000 raise and fringe. So every turn that you see, it's costing more and more and more money. And Lee has no problem with it. He doesn't understand. He just got $35,000 or $40,000 a year raise. Now, did you hear in the conversation they talked about the COLA reimbursement, the cost of living raises that these guys get every single year? How many of you get that? It's mind over matter. It ain't my money, so it don't matter. I'm protecting the people. I need some more damn money. I can't get enough people. And speaking of that, Lee goes on.
Question for you, Sheriff, if you don't mind. So I just want to make sure I'm clear. So if you have an officer now in the academy or about to complete the academy, is he or she in this number? Or are you not planning on bumping them up until after they get a year into service?
Every slot right now we have in here, even though we got empty slots. Right now we have more empty slots than I've ever had since taking office 5 years ago. We have the biggest shortage right now. And to be completely honest with you, we had a board recently where we had 6 openings and we had 6 applicants that made it through the process, 2 of which were not hiring. So we don't have enough certified applicant, or we don't have enough qualified, not certified, none of them certified. We don't have enough qualified applicants for the slots we got right now. This younger generation, they do look at the dollar sign more than the job, and they...
You can't police from home.
No, and you definitely can't do that. And then we have the current climate against law enforcement. There's a lot of people that has negative opinions of law enforcement, and they're very vocal with their negative opinions, and that hurts recruiting also. You just got a combination of a lot of things that are hurting us right now. And
So here, what do you think about that? It's the young people that don't want to work, and it's the people that speak out against the popo doing the wrong thing and calling out bad apples. It's those kind of people that make everybody not want to go and be a popo. You actually believe that that's right? Or is it the environment that they're in? They're asked to do, enforce laws that are meaningless, laws that politicians' opinions, the war on drugs and the crazy licensing procedures and domestic calls and all this kind of stuff that they're expecting, you know, they get a book of laws that they have to memorize. And they don't know half the laws. There's no way in the world they can do it. So you get a bad management team. You got a rule book that doesn't make any sense. You get paid, you're guaranteed paid, you're getting decent pay. It's not the most dangerous job in the world. I think you'd be a whole lot more dangerous going out there and cutting pine logs in the forest. That's a far more dangerous job. But keeping us safe and secure is important. Lou's going to move on to the second option, a $6,000 raise. How many of y'all got a $6,000 raise? Go ahead, Lee, tell us about it.
Option B, instead of $5,000, would be a $6,000 increase, which would split the difference. Because right now, Highway Patrol is starting out $12,000 more than us. Six would split the difference. Then your option C, the next one is $7,000. That would basically put our starting salary from 43 to 50 even. 50 just seems to be a number right now that if there's any agency that ain't in the 50s by next year, they're going to really be hurting just for the way, especially if the state does another big increase. When I say big increase, I mean they're doing like 15 to 17% increases on salary.
So you're saying the state is doing 15 to 17% pay increases the last 2 years. Now, what does that mean? That means that everybody's got to follow. Kershaw County has to follow to compete in a monopoly market. When these clowns up there at the state raise pay, when all the people that, the working people, the people that don't work for the state, the local municipalities and all that, those people are not getting any more. But the state will take from us to give to their employees to make sure they're loyal. And the state employees don't give a damn about you and me having to pay for it. They think they are essential. Remember in the lockdowns, the essential people still worked. And guess who that was? State employees, government employees, and they got cost of living raises. So then it goes through the $7,000 option, and then finally gets to the final option. Ladies and gentlemen, $12,000. $12,000. $12,000 is what I'm telling you. Check it out.
And of course, the last option is $12,000, which would match what the state and what Lancaster County is paying right now, and get the starting salary up to 55. And Tyler, we don't even need a math on that one.
Please don't.
Well, hey, I'm doing it for whatever you ask me to, sir.
You notice how they all laugh? Yeah, that's funny. They know they're not doing the $12,000, but that's to put a high number out there at the last part to give them the idea in their head that by doing the 5,000 or the 3,500 that adds up to 5,000, that is a whole lot less than this big old 12,000 would be. Because 12,000 would end up being 15,000, 16,000. I don't think they could legally raise enough mills to pay for that. So Sammy Tucker comes and he asks a pretty decent little question.
So you believe at this current environment that we're in, that it's dollars and cents for recruiting your men and women?
No, I think it gets, comes to dollars and cents when you start looking at $12,000. That's $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That's like a car payment or house payment to some of our young deputies. That's when it starts making a difference. When you got a family to feed and you're getting that far ahead, like I said, with $5,000, I feel that can get our head above the water to the part to where I can still, that puts us within $7,000 starting. Still don't put us anywhere close to upper ranks, but I think we can compete with that. I think we have I think if our pay was the same as Highway Patrol, I think we would have troopers applying with us, because I think they would rather do this job than a trooper. No offense, Sammy.
Oh, I'm offended.
For y'all that didn't know, Sammy is a former state trooper. He's also a convicted felon and owes money to the South Carolina Ethics Commission. But he once was a highway patrol, and I guess kind of like the Marine Corps, once a highway patrolman, always a highway patrolman.
Yeah, they're really hurting with the state right now, and they're throwing money at the problem, and what they're doing is they're going to be recruiting from us.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I look at it, and this is definitely, none of this is any fault at all with our county council. Y'all been good to me since I've been in office. I have no complaints about y'all taking care of me. But where we're at right now is the state is, the way I look at it is the state's taking our citizens' state tax dollars and competing with our citizens' county tax dollars. That's where we're at. And it's going to benefit the law enforcement profession and getting the salaries up, but you know, the state's not funneling us any money to increase our guys. And
the state of law enforcement's going to benefit from it. Well, hell yeah. Hell yeah. More money for the thick blue line. There's no more protection. They can't protect anything. They are not obligated to protect anything. Protect and serve is an illusion. You have a personal responsibility to protect your property and your family, yourself. You had the right to self-defense of all that. But when we relegate it to an incompetent gang with a monopoly to force us to pay for their incompetent service, there's something wrong with it. And then they compete amongst each other to see who can raise the most tax money out of us to pay for it. Ladies and gentlemen, look for these tax increases to come this coming year. I don't think they're going to open up the budget. They're going to have a hard time getting anything through in this political environment. The people have had enough. There's no political appetite to reopen the budget and then send out two tax notices. So the chairwoman, Katie Gwynn, who's not a member of the Finance Committee, but is here at this meeting, begins to question a little bit and asks Lee Bone some pertinent questions about other counties, and let's just listen.
So real quick, City of Camden starts off at $39,000. They have 4 openings. Elgin, $46,000. They have 0 openings. Bishopville, $44,000. 0 openings. In Richland County, 70 openings. So I don't know the percentage of how far we are off, but seems like other people are struggling with openings too.
Notice what she says. She says, other people are in the same box too. We got a couple of, everybody's got openings. Everybody's got openings. They can't get enough people to fill the job for whatever reason. Look at every hamburger flipping place, look at everywhere. I don't know what it could be. Maybe there's a lot of people going on disability, and a lot of people woke up to the shenanigans and don't want to damn play the games no more. I don't know. Maybe that's it. So as you know, Kershaw County passed a budget on the meeting before the July 1st, 2023 deadline. So now Lee is wanting to reopen the budget and stick a pay raise of $5,000 minimum. This is the minimum we can do to compete. Wants to reopen the budget, stick that in there, and then close it back again real quick. And the question that Katie wants to know the answer to, why'd you wait until now?
Why didn't you do all this work before the budget, before July 1st, or before the third reading of the budget? Why now?
Didn't see it coming until now. You know, we were focused on trying to increase our number of deputies we got. When you're doing comparisons to the same four departments you got there, if you look at officers to population, we're mm-hmm. way below any of those four you got there. So okay. our number of deputies are down. We saw that as a point to focus on this year. We focused on that, neglected this year. And when this came up and the state got their increases, I didn't know what the counties around us were doing. And you're right, I should have checked with them ahead of time to see what we were looking at, but didn't.
So he was focused on growing the police department, the sheriff's department, because of the growth in the population. And he didn't look at pay, didn't look at how everybody was jumping to pay until just all of a sudden it just popped in it. Well, why have I got openings? I call bullshit. That's what I call. I know the state is putting pressure on the locals to raise $5,000 tax, whatever it is, to give raises, to put more pressure on the people and build loyalty to the boys, the brown shirts. It's rules for thee, not for me. It doesn't matter how bad the economy gets, how high the prices go, they will take care of their own, despite what the people are suffering through. So, $5,000 a year, let's use that figure alone. What is that going to mean? Katie asked this question. And listen to the answer, boys and girls. You ought to be able to guess it by now.
This might
ask questions. That's what we want here. We're trying to get information.
Would we have to have a millage increase?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. you can't remember what it is?
Well, it's thankfully pretty easy to do the math. So it depends on which of those numbers you want. But the value of a mill, as most recently estimated by our auditor, is going to be $291 next year. That's what we based the budget on. So
that's this budget cycle we're in now.
Right. And there's a lot more that goes to that, but right. You would have
two
to.
Two to three.
So for $3,500 more, you're going to need a whole mill.
Yeah, just a mill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for the $4,500, you'd need about 1.5 mills.
For the, what was the second thing you said? For the 4,500?
Right, and that's what he has labeled as 6,000 more.
That's right.
$3,500 raise with the fringe would cost one mil. 7,000, two mils. Are you ready to pay more property tax? For the sheriff to ride around in his brand new Tahoe, for the deputies to ride around in their little brand new Expeditions and Ford F-150 FXs, Are you willing to pay more for them to get their cost of living raises and a bonus when you're not getting anything? Why can't they suffer the same as us? Why do they get a COLA raise? Because you know why? Because they can force you to do it. They can steal from you. They have a monopoly on violence, masquerading as a benevolent society. It's a case of do-gooders with a gun.
Walk us through the process of what happens to the other departments if we open the budget.
So the chairwoman asked another pretty good question, asking if we do reopen this budget for you to get more money, more raises, more deputies, more security to compete with the state, what will happen to the other departments?
Process of what happens to the other departments if we open the budget.
I'll just be frank, I am not.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is Danny Templer. And he's gonna be frank. Not Frankie Lee Bone Jr., but Frank. Let me be frank. Danny is Frank. And Frank's gonna tell him the truth. Not
willing, or I just don't have the stomach to open our budget again. We have, and I am sympathetic to the sheriff's position. We are going to be in a bidding war with the state for quality people on many fronts, to include public works. I understand the public safety component is much more important, and I'll never rank that below any other department, but with the work that we've put into this budget, I don't know how we could go back to the citizens, and I think we celebrated this budget as being very lean. It was very, I think we got a lot accomplished without raising taxes and things like that, and I think this is a great discussion for 24-25 budget year.
Okay.
And I'll just say one more thing, that the reserve option, dipping into reserves, is just it wouldn't be prudent as it relates to our creditworthiness, as it relates to bond,
okay.
Bond ratings. And I just throw that out there because looking at our jail situation, we are gonna be in a situation that we are forced into a bond.
Okay.
On that. That is a large can that has been kicked down the road, and I think we're at the end of that road.
Okay. So let's just say council says we're doing this. What would happen to the rest of the departments?
So this would have to be, I would say, with a laser focus. If you just went in and increased 1.5 mils, then it would just go over to the sheriff. It does open the opportunity for other elected officials to come in. Department heads under my purview are, I feel, set. There wouldn't be anything coming forward from the administrative side. The elected side, I can just tell you to be prepared for other elected officials to come forward. They were not happy with the cuts I made to their line items in the spirit of giving everyone a 3% pay raise. Mm-hmm. I cut my own budget for pay by $10,000 to make that 3% COLA across the board happen, and other elected officials were not happy with the cuts that they received. So I can assure you you would have others come forward.
Okay.
Not department heads, but elected officials. Just kind of me reading the tea leaves.
Yeah. Would the budget be suspended for the three readings it would take?
We would. I think operationally we could probably drive on with some, but it calls certain pieces into question.
Okay.
I would immediately halt all hiring. and any kind of capital, just because I don't think it's prudent to drive on with purchases when the budget is opened and exposed. And
it's not smart risk wise.
It's
won't shut us down.
It wouldn't shut us down,
right.
Because we're living off of reserves right now.
Okay.
Until we start drawing.
Until we do right. Collect
those. Yes. So once that revenue starts coming in, that's why reserves is really important. And also Monday, the auditors will be here. So for 2 weeks, the auditors will be here. So I think it's a serious concern for the sheriff to be facing this, but the timing is just off, and I just don't have any comfort addressing this out of, as much as I hate to say it, out of this past sealed done budget cycle.
Danny puts a damper on Frankie Lee Bone. Well, how should I put that? Frank, Danny, he's gonna be Frank. Frank told Frankie Lee Bone Jr. and all the other boys there, I don't want to do this. It's going to open up the can of worms, and all the elected officials, all the work that we have done is going to go out the window. That's what he's saying. The adult in the room. Katie, I see, is not inclined to redo it. I don't think Sammy, I don't think they're going to reopen the budget. But what this does, I don't think Lee thought they were going to reopen the budget. I think Lee did this as a placation to his boys, saying, I'm trying to get y'all some more money and everything. Now he's going to say, well, it'll probably be next year. It's going to be next year. And sure enough, this is priming the well for a millage increase, a significant millage increase for all elected departments, like Treasury and the Coroner and all of them. This is laying the groundwork now for a major tax increase next year by July 1st, 2024. After a little bit more discussion, Katie Gwynn asked a question to Sammy, who's been on there on the county council since 2007, maybe 6, 8, something like that. Long time. Him and Jimmy Jones came on at the same time. They've both been in office 17 years or something like that. And so Katie asked him, has this ever happened before? You guys ever reopen the budget? Listen.
Sammy, has something like this ever happened while you've been on council?
As far as reopening the budget? No. In my almost 20 years, no, we've never reopened the budget. Has requests been made and we try to figure out some solutions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not necessarily by the sheriff's department, but, things have come up and we've had to make some adjustments within our budget, some big item tickets before, and we've addressed them. But Danny brought up an interesting point, and this is how this can got kicked down the road, and I'm no fault of the sheriff's, but we've kicked the detention center can down the road. We can't kick it no more. It's not a can. It's a piece of aluminum. It'll cut you. and that has really risen for me to the top of trying to figure out whether we're gonna renovate or we're gonna build a new facility. And I'm getting phone calls out to Yang about the detention center and wanting a new facility and wanting it relocated.
So now, see, Sammy is talking about the detention center. That's a big bill coming up. And where are they gonna get the money to pay for that? You know the answer to it. Me and you are going to get screwed. That facility is a minimum of 20 and probably closer to $50 million. And they're going to have to take a bond, and the bond is always tied to the faith and credit of the people of the county. You're on the hook for it. That particular bond, fee, fine, whatever they want to call the damn thing, is going to be on your property tax bill from now till hell freezes over or they pay it off or whatever happens. But everything's going to increase. And like he said, they've been kicking the can is the way of government. And then when a sunshine lollipops little project comes and free money, they'll go build a damn park somewhere instead of doing what they need to do is take care of essential services. No, they want some shiny object so everybody can applaud them and pat them on the back and re-elect their dumbass. Oh, it's for the good of the people. It's going to be an economic boom, blah, 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 blah. Whatever kind of bullshit they want to do. Fire EMS, and then a sheriff that teaches the people the personal responsibility of their own protection and the protection of others against crimes. Crime is intentional damage to a person or property. We can protect ourselves. We don't need these clowns in howdy-doody suits and Batman belts. Tasers and guns and armored dress and all that. You don't need all that. What are you scared of? You're scared of relying on yourself to protect yourself and your family and your property. That's what it is. The American people are little scaredy cats. And this is what you get. Sheriff Lee Bond is going to tell us about his theory about the whole thing. It's called the pie theory. Tell us about it, Frankie Lee Bone Jr.
My whole thing, and I've said it since the day I was elected, is I look at this whole county budget as a big pie. Sheriff's office has a piece of that pie. I don't want to cut into somebody else's piece of the pie, but as the pie grows and Kershaw County's growing, my piece should be growing proportionate with the county so I can provide the services as the county grows.
Should grow that.
But yeah, let me say what you said and I heard you say it. Okay? You said since you had office, your budget's grown 6%, 6%. He said the growth for the millage is 1.5. What's wrong with that picture?
The pie theory has it that as the county grows, so too would the budget of the sheriff, which makes sense. Everybody would grow a little bit. If that pie that actually meant from growth and not increase in taxes, and your wages were basically remaining the same, if you start building. Recently they expanded some of the fire and they're building a couple of the slices of the pie don't always remain the same. But Lee is saying that he didn't get as much pie as he should have. His budget's grown, what he's claimed, 6% since he got in. I think it's probably more than that because of the changes in the accounting that Kershaw County did itself. So Lee goes on to tell us, man, I'm telling you, the cost is rising everywhere.
And I'm not just saying it because I'm law enforcement, but the price of law enforcement has gone up a lot in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And state's not helping us. And again, this has got nothing to do with our county. The state's not helping us at all with the major increases they're doing 2 years in a row, and it looks like they're already talking about a third year going up. So they're competing with the states around us, not just the departments within it, and it's hurting us. It's putting us further and further behind that, and then the price of equipment. You know, equipment last year, our vehicles went up 20-25% just since last year.
How many of y'all gone shopping for a truck? Or you can't buy a car anymore. The damn government made it impossible to buy, build a car to meet their specifications. So you got to buy you a SUV or a big truck or something like that. How many of y'all been shopping and seen the prices out there? And he's complaining that the price is going up too. Everybody's in the same boat. That means you're going to have to buy less. Cost you more dollars to, and you got to buy less. Not, it costs more dollars, so we're going to buy more and give more by robbing people to pay for it, who aren't getting any more. This whole finance committee meeting is about finding a way to take more money from you and me to pay themselves. There was no option five, do nothing. You think they're gonna do nothing? They're not gonna do, they're gonna do something. And guess what? It's gonna involve forcing you to do it. It's pay for it, you gotta pay for it. Meantime, your electricity bill's going up, your income tax bill's going up, your gas bill's going up, everything's going up. But these boys don't give a damn. But right now, boys and girls, there is a problem. You see, they got tax bills that are getting ready to come out. And if they open the budget, it takes three readings. Three. To pass a budget. And now they're on a monthly meeting basis. So during that period, how long will it take to get three readings? It's going to take 3 months. That means that you're going to finally pass the millage increase in November. You're going to get two tax bills.
I'm trying to figure out where the money's coming from. And
then
it's going to have to be an increase.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, an increase by millage. After we just pulled the entire.
We wouldn't do it. Two tax bills.
Yep.
We'll have to print two tax bills.
Oh, with income. God knows. I forgot about that, Danny.
And then we're going to have to wait.
And one of them's going to be really late because.
Yeah, and why is that so important? Because that means we're collecting late. And where we at now? We're on the reserves. And the motorcycle going to run out, fellas. You know that. You know how you ride it and then it run out, and then you flip over the reserves, fire them back up?
Mm-hmm. I don't have a motorcycle license.
Okay, well, I'll get you one.
Yeah. Well, we can go ahead and put the things in place.
They're going to try. They're looking for any which way. Give us all the options that we can do it. Please give us all the options. And so if Sammy is looking for all the options here, can we pull it out of capital funds, capital project funds? No way, shape, or form is that legal unless county council moves it. Listen to what Sammy says.
You can do a bonus.
No, you have to appropriate funds again if you're going to use reserves. So you'd still have to reopen the budget.
And it would still have to go through the entire budget process.
Yeah, because you would have to okay another reach into reserves. And the way that we do our capital budgeting, we have a reserve requirement set by council. Mm-hmm. And then basically whatever math Sanders says that we have to survive until tax bills. So we'd be in violation of our reserve requirement. So that's why it would hurt our bond rating, because we basically say, oh, we're always gonna have X number of months of money. And then we, after we pass that budget where we have what we said we were going to have, we open it again, we take the money we say we were holding for rainy days, and then we spend it.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What if we pull it out of capital projects?
So my understanding is that capital projects fund is a special purpose fund, you know, that council has set. So we can only use that for capital projects. Once we transfer it there, that's what it's for, is capital projects. So it's not general fund anymore. It's not to be spent.
That, but council set that rule, not.
Hold on, where are the cars?
You can absolutely
the cars
change
not
that rule.
Anymore?
Right, that's what
it would require you changing that rule.
Right. We could amend it for one time, to draw that money out of capital projects if that was the desire of council. I'm just trying to stay legal,
yeah,
but yet have means if that's the desire of council. I'm just being open-minded here.
That's typically legal.
All right.
Sammy says, I'm trying to stay legal, but have the means to make this happen. Yeah, county council made that rule. We can change that rule and make it happen. The ends justify the means. You reckon he's been reading Marx a little bit? The ends justify the means. That's what Sammy Tucker's saying. Now, Sammy, it will be all in come the next budget process to get him some money. As we said, former highway patrol, always a highway patrolman. So what's the lesson here? The lesson here is how the government scam works. See, all the fingers of government are playing you and I for the fools. The state raises their highway patrol and Popo and all, they raise them, and then everybody else have to chase them because they're in competition, when in reality they're one and the same. It's kind of like Republican and Democrat. They're the uniparty. They just play each other against each other. It doesn't matter much which way who you vote for. This is what the state is. Are they going to get pay raises? If I was a betting man, I'd give it a 70% shot. Maybe more. Just depends on if the people speak. So are you going to hear all this? Why, are you getting a raise? What the state does, one state raises the thing. One state raises pay. And another state says, oh, great goodness, we can't compete. We're losing people to it. We got to raise it too. So they raise it. Then another state. And then all of a sudden the counties and the municipalities go, oh, great goodness, the state has done raised it. We're losing people. We got to compete. And all of them get the raise. You see how the scam works. That's how it works. In the meantime, are you getting a cost of living raise? In the meantime, is the cost of everything, including hamburger, electricity, gas, red man, boats, cars, everything, hamburgers, everything going sky high. Are you getting relief from it? Are you getting $5,000 raises? $12,000 raises? Ladies and gentlemen, contact these. I don't know what to call them. Councilmen, councilwoman. Contact them and give them what you think about them getting a raise when you're not. Who serves who? Who is a servant here? Sound like I am. That's it for the Kershaw County Liberty Report today. Hope you guys think about this and take some action. Till next week, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?